Okay, so we're sitting in front of Avram, Oel Avram and Sarah. And I want to talk about what Avram discovered and how his discovery changed the world. I want to share with you a piece of Musar from the Altar of Slobodka, of Nathan Tzvi Finkel, who was, of course, the Mashgiach, more than a Mashgiach, from the Slobodka Yeshiva in Europe, and then relocated to Hebron. So for the last couple of years of his life, he taught in Hebron. And then during the riots of the late 20s, the Hebron Yeshiva had to relocate to its current location in Givat Mordechai. So the current Hebron Yeshiva is really the Slobodka Yeshiva that was actually in Hebron. I don't know if this was a piece that he gave over or taught in Hebron, but certainly someone who lived here, learned here, taught here about opera. Chayiv Adam Lomar, it's a little bit dark, I apologize. Quote the Medrash, Masai Yagia Masai Lamasai Abosai. This person has to hold himself up not just to contemporary standards, but historical standards. Can I simulate and can I replicate the standards of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Even in our day, thousands of years removed, we have that potential to live the type of life of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Line number two, Maseh Avos Hein Chachma. There's great wisdom, not just replicating their actions, but understanding what the motivations were and the magnitude and dimension of their actions. Paragraph number two, page one, very famous matters. How did Avram discover Hashem? He walked through the city that we call Earth, and he saw a city that was on fire, a Bira Dolekis, a Bira, the city with light. He said, there must be a master, and I want to find that master. Here's the big chiddush. Paragraph number four. Avram Avinu lo hastakel bebriya levad. Avram didn't just see science. Paragraph 4. El hisamek bechachmas abriya. Try to understand what was behind the science. V'hikir es yisod hachesed shiva. He didn't just see Hashem through science. He grasped the Rabbono Shalom because he sensed moral energy. If our world were 1 kilometer closer to the sun, same science would be intact. The world would incinerate. Our world would be 1 kilometer further, same science. The world would freeze. Avram sensed a world that was carefully calibrated to support life, a master of chesed who created a world that would support human life and the entire system necessary to support and to enable that human life. He sensed a world of chesed. Avram arrived at HaKadosh Baruch Hu by sensing moral energy. Four lines from the bottom, fourth paragraph. V'chol mahutah matrasa, the entire purpose of this earth, ach tov v'chesed, ki yesh mekor, l'kol ma'aseh chesed. So Avram's chachma was sitting behind the science, was recognizing the moral energy of this universe. And he didn't just sense it, next page, top of the page. He didn't just want to discover that moral energy. He wanted to fashion his own life, similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to be l'lechas v'derach zo. Line number two. V'rah kol tach v'sov v'chov v'sov b'yom l'mo. He saw his purpose. L'asos rak chesed l'shem chesed. Titin emes Yaakov, chesed l'Avraham. Four lines in, top paragraph. Ukishen she'in b'masei chesed shel habriya shum makom l'tigmul v'schar. Hashem doesn't receive any reward for his chesed. Kach lo bikesh Avram shum schar. So Avram discovered Hashem through moral energy, and he wanted to try to become an agent and to shape his life in that fashion. So to understand that to duplicate Avram's chesed is not just to perform chesed, but to try to raise the standard of your chesed to Avram-like levels. So for example, Avram wasn't just responsive, he was proactive. Unlike Yaakov, who waited for people to visit him, Avram traveled through the streets looking for people, even when it was hot, even when he was a 100-year-old person post-surgery. Avram had four different entry points to his home. Figuratively, there were many different ways that he could perform chesed. There wasn't just one track. Avram upgraded his guests. If his guests would eat barley, he feed them wheat. If his guests would normally eat wheat, he fed them meat. So it's not enough to perform chesed. Can you upgrade rather than provide? Can you initiate rather than respond? Can you diversify rather than provide only one area of chesed? So Avram initiated chesed just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu preempts you. He doesn't wait for you to eat. This morning you woke up. He provided light, oxygen, hormonal balance. Unfortunately, today there's a pigua. Three people, unfortunately, were murdered in Haradar. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides in ways that sometimes we can't fully understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu initiates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just initiate, but he even created the world for chesed. Sometimes you have to create the need for chesed. So Avram Avinu was patterning his chesed in the fashion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we challenge ourselves, Masai Yagiu Masai Lamasai Abosai, when will my behavior mimic the behavior? This is a fundamental thesis of Slabatka. That even though we live 3,000 years downstream, we still have the potential of Adam Arishon. We still have the original potential of Kodesh Baruch Hu created a man. And our challenge is not just to perform chesed, but to perform chesed in the manner of Avraham. Here we are sitting outside of Avraham's and Sarah's kever, obviously not right here, but far, far beneath us. This is where the revolution of human consciousness began. People sometimes assume that Avraham had two accomplishments. One is he was a philosopher who understood Hashem. Two, he was a do-gooder who provided chesed. If nothing, Zvi Finkel reminded us that was one hat. He discovered Hashem through chesed, through moral energy, and he wanted to replicate and to fashion his own character. If you don't perform chesed, your theology is faulty. You can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu without being a Baal Chesed. That was Avraham's major, major revolution. And Baruch Hashem, his revolution has captured the entire world. Most of our world, Baruch Hashem, is monotheist, as Avraham discovered. Most of our world, Baruch Hashem, to one degree or another, has moral sensibility. Unfortunately, there's still people who act immorally and unethically. And we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, Ki Savrin Roshel Es Adom Min Aretz, those people who act immorally and unethically will be ridden from our world. So this is where it began. Avraham Avinu and Sarah in Hebron, this is where they lived. And thousands of years later, if nothing speaks in Kel, led his yeshiva back to Hebron and reminded us of Avraham's great revolution 3,000 years later after it had been successful in capturing the world. We're very close. Unfortunately, we're not at the terminus. We're very close to creating a world of Malchus Shaddai. We're very close to creating a world of Vieda Kofolkia Kofialto. And sometimes we pay very high prices for our continued efforts to advance Malchus Hashem in our world. Here's where it began. Here's where we return Erev Yom Kippur to remind ourselves that we're still very much part of that process. And just as Avraham had to pay price, sometimes, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, there are prices we're still paying for the revolution of Avraham Avinu. Hashem, we should have a good day, everyone. And Am Yisrael should know, no more tzar. No more tzar for Am Yisrael.